I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. $70 billion is the amount Puerto Rico currently owes its creditors, and the island simply can't pay it. The U.S. Congress is working on a plan to help Puerto Rico fix its financial mess, but many Puerto Ricans say the congressional plan doesn't attack the root of the problem, the economic slump that is Puerto Ricans leaving the island in droves, looking for work elsewhere. But as The World's Jason Margolis reports from San Juan, a small crop of young entrepreneurs is moving back.
If you follow the news from Puerto Rico, you might think the island is on the verge of collapse. Hospitals aren't being reimbursed, schools are closing, and poverty stands at 45%. Jose Lebron and Sheila Torres, who have been married 10 years, heard the stories too.
When we moved here, that was one of our worries. Are we going to move back here to the island where there's a government crumbling down?
Still, the two engineers left good jobs in the aerospace industry in Connecticut to move to Puerto Rico a year ago. They found that some of the stories are spot on, some not so accurate.
Yeah, the government has a lot of debt, but it's still working, the water is still flowing, the power is still going.
And new businesses are opening up. Lebron and Torres grew up in Puerto Rico, went to college here, then earned PhDs in New York. They've come back home to design lighter, smaller solar water heaters. They named their company Sun Cleantech Lab.
It has lab in the name because it's intended to be a product development company of clean energy technologies. And here in the island, there's not a lot of jobs in terms of product development. And what we want to do is offer all of those, you know, very good, talented engineers an option to stay in the island and learn what they would learn if they go to the States.
Besides feeling like, you know, you're staying here because you're proud of your Puerto Rican and you want to rebuild your home, do you feel any responsibility as highly educated young Puerto Ricans?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely every day in my mind. And I think about it all the time. And I think it's a responsibility for me to give back.
They add that the island also offers a small, contained market to test their product. It's easier for them to work here. Vivian Vargas founded the company Berea, an app that rewards customers for uploading shopping receipts, basically couponing through your phone. She says she'd rather be in San Juan than San Jose, California.
We see that in Latin America, there's no one doing something like this, so it was a no-brainer for us, you know, not to compete with the U.S. companies that are doing this.
Vargas is launching her company from within a brand new shared workspace in San Juan, a business accelerator called Parallel 18. 36 companies moved in here in April. The startups get free workspace and $40,000 in seed money from the Puerto Rican government and a local NGO. They also get free advice, says Parallel 18's executive director, Sebastian Vidal.
So we invite mentors every single week so they can teach to the entrepreneurs.
Many of these mentors are also potential investors. It's a big opportunity for a young company to raise cash, although it would be much easier for, say, a video game company to network in tech hubs like Austin, Boston, or the Silicon Valley.
Out there, beyond our cities, stands a wall.
That's a trailer for a multi-platform video game from a new Puerto Rican company called Space Rhino Games.
A light in the eternal dark.
28-year-old Michael Hoyos founded the company. He had a choice, set up in Puerto Rico or New York. He grew up here, but went to college in the States and bounces back and forth professionally. He says he's very patriotic about his island, and he's got big ambitions to help turn Puerto Rico into a hub for video game makers.
There haven't been any new industries, any new job creation for a very, very long time. Like, the last job creation boom we had was in the industrial era, you know? That was over 50, 60 years ago. We need to start training for future jobs.
But he concedes he's taking the harder path, setting up in San Juan.
Yeah, it would be much easier to do in Silicon Valley.
Hoyos said Puerto Rico develops a lot of talented engineers, but it's tough to keep them here.
Specifically now, because software engineers get paid so much in the mainland, and they're in such high demand, like getting one of these guys to actually stay here, and basically a huge pay cut, it's tough.
His sales pitch? Be part of the generation that rebuilds Puerto Rico. It's persuasive. Most young Puerto Ricans I met say they want to stay here, After all, it's home. They just need a reason, a job, to keep them from leaving. For The World, Jason Margolis, San Juan, Puerto Rico.